it's tough to look back right now and pinpoint one thing specifically. You know, across the board, we got to do a better job. You know, I myself have to, you know, play better in order to give us a chance to win. Again, you know, we're kind of looking to, you know, punch it in, get a score, create some momentum off that, and had some, you know, missed opportunities, I guess. I mean, that's all I can really take from it right now. You know, they're tough. I think across the board, they have a lot of talent. When you look at them, and schematically, they do a good job game planning. I don't know. Again, I mean, it's tough to, you know, sit here right now and tell you, you know, what exactly happened. I mean, we didn't do a great job converting on third down. That's one thing. I mean, in order to keep the drive going, you got to convert on third down, and that wasn't good for us. And, you know, again, we just, you know, got to do a better job across the board.
As a window into two key moments. One, the early pass on the first series, Curry was over on the left side of the end zone. What happened on that play?
The DB ended up undercutting it. Obviously, he didn't want to put a ball in a position where he's going to, you know, pick it off and, you know, take us from getting any points. So it was just, you know, trying to make a throw in a spot where maybe he could get it or no one could.
And the other one is you penetrate inside their 50. Massive ball looked like he was out there. Do you remember the play? What happened on that play?
I don't remember the specific.
First time played a massive ball, I think your linebacker batted the ball away.
I mean, you know, if he batted down the ball, obviously, you know, we're trying to, you know, go to him in a quick completion. I mean, that's all. I can't specific. I don't know the specific play you're talking about.
2 of 12, I think it was on third down.
I think it was 3 of 14.
What were you finding consistent problems?
Well, I mean, I know one thing in particular is we can't put ourselves in a third and long situation. That's never going to help your third down efficiency. And however you get there, we got to do a better job not putting ourselves in that situation as a team. Yeah, of course. I mean, again, like I've said, you know, last week and this week, you know, I got to do a better job putting us in a position to win. I got to elevate my game, play better, and, you know, help, again, fight those swings of momentum when those occur in the game.
How much did your third down break? How much did you do
Again, I mean, you got to take your hat off to them. They did a good job today, but again, I think we'll be able to watch film and find, you know, fault in ourselves and how we were unable to convert. And I think going back to what we talked about earlier, you can't put yourself in third and long situations that never allows you a good chance of converting. Which one? I mean, okay. I mean, you always have other options in your route. Again, you know, we had him isolated. You know, we like Mike anytime we're going to work in one-on-one. Yeah, again, we got the ball to Cribs and Braylon, you know, both more than last week. And, again, that's, you know, that changes week to week. You know, it all depends what the defense gives you. And, you know, we try to make the reads and go through the progressions as we can and hit the open guys. So, you know, they did a great job, you know, making plays for us and especially making some tough catches.
But, you know, I know you guys don't like to talk about it, but, you know, it's three games you started. I mean, you were sacked one time in three games, and now it's
been nine. Well, I think when you look at having to put yourself in a two-minute situation at the end of the game, you can't really do anything but pass. So the defensive line is just, you know, pinning their ears back. They don't have to play against the run, and they're able to just rush the quarterback. In those sorts of situations, you know, it obviously makes it, you know, easier for a defensive lineman to get a sack. And when they're playing a lot of coverage, again, it's tough to be able, you know, you're going to have to force the ball downfield at some point. And, you know, that's just how it works out. I mean, that's in any offense. I think you're going to have a hard time being able to open up passing lanes and et cetera if the run is not a threat. But again, you know, that's something that we've got to continue to work on and get better at.
Did they take the window run early in the game? Did they have a lot of
guys in the line? They did a good job of, you know, again, filling the gaps and taking away some of the running plays. But again, you know, there's things that I think we can look at ourselves and do a better job of. Yeah, I mean, I think going back to preseason and how I felt, you know, working with the guys, playing with the guys, and even just as an offense, as we started from the offseason to the actual regular season, we've seen so much progression, so it's frustrating. You know, is it really the one word that comes to mind when you look at you know, what we've not been able to do? But again, you know, I take full onus for you know, not doing a good enough job to put us in better positions to score and win.
I need to say about the preseason. I think between you and Derek, there's only that one touchdown pass that you threw to Braylon. So, do you think the offense was good in the preseason?
I think we moved the ball when we put points on the board. Again, we have limited opportunities in the preseason, right. But the opportunities we did have, I thought we did a pretty good job of moving the ball.
This is pretty a strong test for your professional life, isn't it? Get off to a slow start, try to maintain the position you earned.
Yeah, I think. It's tough. I mean, anytime again, you know, you go through you know, competition like that, and then you kind of go into the regular season excited about the opportunity, and things don't progress the way you'd like them to. I mean, you can do one of two things. I mean, you can give up, or you can continue to battle through the adversity and persevere. And that's all I'm going to do. I think again, you know, the message with our team is just to continue to get better. Collectively as a group, and you know, that'll start again watching film, whether it be tonight or tomorrow.
Have you been pretty conservative
early in the I wouldn't say so. You know, again, that's not something that comes to mind looking back on.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.